America had entered the war by this time, 1943, and many of their GIs were brought over to West of Scotland ports, where they disembarked. But most of their bases were in the south, so troop trains were regular, GI troop trains were regular things through Carlisle Station. And it was convenient stopping point, you know, Greenock and all over there, coming to Stevenston Ra. Convenient to stop at Carlisle, detrain, get your sandwich and your cup of whatever, and then back on the train and away. So they always brought the troop train into the centre platform, you know, the island. And at the top of the platform was this big wooden building, which was the military canteen. And the train would stop and all these GIs would get out and be marshalled somehow and taken up and got their wad and their coffee or whatever and then back and onto the train. And we really, we boys, I mean, this was while I was in the telegraph office as well. So we used, when the train came in, we could come out and look at them. And we thought they were an undisciplined, sloppy lot. I mean, we'd been used to seeing our own soldiers, and this lot just... And the officers didn't seem to have any control over them, and they simply wandered up and down. But they were popular because they had cigarettes and chewing gum, and the locals seemed to know when there was a military train coming in, because all the locals, they couldn't get onto the island platform, but they'd shout, you see, and the boys would throw things. And we were fine, we were on the platform, but... this any gum chum, that's when that sort of thing started.